You've heard it 100 times, and you've been explaining it away for months. It happens fast. You shut off the kitchen faucet, or the washing machine cycle kicks off, and the pipe behind the wall bangs. Once. Loud enough to feel through the drywall. And you tell yourself it's old house sounds. It's just the way things settle. It's nothing. It's not nothing. What you're hearing is called water hammer, and it's the result of water moving through your pipes at pressure, 4, 5, 6 feet per second, hitting a valve that closes faster than the column of water can stop. That column has momentum. When the valve shuts, the momentum has nowhere to go, so it reverses, slams back upstream, and the force of that reversal hits the pipe walls, the fittings, the joints, and the air that's supposed to be cushioning the system. If you have any air left, which after several years in most homes, you don't. That bang you're hearing is your piping system absorbing a hydraulic shockwave, repeatedly, every time a valve closes fast. Washing machine solenoid valves are especially good at this. They're designed to shut quickly, and they produce water hammer consistently. Dishwashers, too. If you've started noticing the bang more since you got a new appliance, that's probably why. Left alone, water hammer doesn't just make noise. It fatigues joints. It works at compression fittings. It can accelerate valve wear, and on older copper systems with soldered joints that have already seen 15 or 20 years of thermal cycling. It contributes to the kind of slow joint stress that eventually shows up as a pinhole, and then as water where water shouldn't be. I've been in 2 houses where the water hammer was bad enough and ignored long enough that the owners were dealing with dripping fittings in the utility room and had no idea the connection. Left long enough, 3, 5 years of consistent shock, it becomes a plumbing problem. Fix it now, while it's still a noise problem. So when the pipes bang, you fix it. And the fix is less complicated than the noise makes it sound. I want to mention something first, because you might find it in your utility room and not know what it is. On some older plumbing systems, houses built before about 1980, you'll find what look like standpipes, short sections of capped copper pipe sticking up off a T-fitting, usually near the washing machine connections or under a sink. These are old-style air chambers. The idea was that the air trapped in the capped pipe would act as a cushion. When the water hammer wave hit, it would compress the air instead of slamming metal. Smart idea. The problem is, air dissolves into water over time. After a few years, that standpipe is full of water, not air, and it's doing nothing. If you see one of those, a capped stub sitting on a T, that's your system's original attempt to handle this problem. It's probably exhausted. We'll deal with it. The right fix for water hammer in a modern residential system is a water hammer arrestor. These are small devices, about the size of a thick thumb, threaded on one end, that contain a sealed internal chamber with a spring-loaded piston. When the water hammer wave hits, the piston compresses, absorbs the shock, and releases it slowly. They don't require maintenance. They don't waterlog. They work for the life of the system, unless the piston fails, which in a quality arrestor takes 10 to 20 years. Where you install them depends on where the problem is loudest. Start with the washing machine. There are purpose-built washing machine arrestors that thread directly onto the hot and cold supply valves behind the machine where the hoses connect. These are the easiest install in the whole house. Turn off the supply valves. Disconnect the hoses. Thread the arrestor onto the supply valve outlet with Teflon tape. 3 wraps, not 5. Not pressed down into the threads, just wrapped cleanly around them. Reconnect the hose to the arrestor's outlet port. Turn the supply back on. Done. If the bang is coming from under a sink or in a utility room with accessible pipe, you install an inline arrestor at a T. This requires cutting the pipe, which means adding a fitting, and this is where I want to slow down for a second. The mistake I made the first time I did this, and I'll be direct about it, was with the compression nut on an inline fitting I was adding to a copper stub in my utility room. I had everything right. Right arrestor. Right pipe diameter. Teflon on the threads. But I over-tightened the compression nut. You can feel, if you're paying attention, the point where a compression fitting seats. There's a slight increase in resistance as the ferrule bites in, and then it's done. A quarter turn past that point, and you've deformed the ferrule. Half a turn past that, and you've cracked it. I cracked mine. I heard a sound like a quiet pop, and I knew before I turned the water back on what was going to happen. I had to cut the pipe back an inch and a half, past the damaged section, and start over. Cost me 2 hours and a trip back to the hardware store. The lesson: compression fittings are not threaded pipe. You are not trying to make them tight. You are trying to make them seal. There is a difference you learn by feel. And once you learn it, you don't forget it. For compression fittings, hand tight plus 3/4 of a turn with the wrench. That's it. Not more. If it leaks with a slow drip when you turn the water back on, add another quarter turn. Don't start with more. When you turn the supply back on after adding an arrestor, put your hand on the pipe and run the fixture that was causing the bang. Feel what happens. With the washing machine, run through a full cycle and listen for the end of the fill cycle. That's when the solenoid valve closes and used to produce the loudest bang. With a properly installed arrestor, what you should hear is nothing. Maybe a very faint click. The water hammer wave hits the arrestor. The piston compresses, and the energy dissipates quietly into the sealed chamber. The pipe doesn't move. The wall doesn't shudder. The fitting doesn't get another impact event logged against it. On the standpipe air chambers I mentioned, if you have one and it's waterlogged, the easiest fix is to drain it. Close the supply valves. Open the faucet downstream to drain the line. Let the standpipe drain completely, then close everything up and refill. The air will re-enter the chamber as the water rises. This fix works temporarily, 6 months to 2 years before the air dissolves again, but it buys time and costs nothing. Long term, if the standpipe is still in your system, you can cap it off and install an arrestor alongside it. When you've done the work and you turn the supply back on, stand there and listen. Run the washing machine through a cycle. Turn the kitchen faucet on full blast and shut it off hard. Listen for the bang. The absence of it sounds different than you expect. You've been hearing that bang for long enough that when it doesn't come, there's a moment of waiting. Listening into the quiet for something that isn't there. That's the fix working. That's the sound of your pipe system absorbing a shockwave the way it was supposed to all along. Take a look at your pipe runs while you have things accessible. Look at the joints where the pipes meet the fittings. Any slight green or white staining on copper means mineral deposit from a slow seep. Any white powder on a fitting, any slight damp staining on a wall or ceiling nearby, these are the things Water Hammer accelerates and that are worth knowing about before they get worse. What's the noise your house makes that you've been ignoring? What's the thing that happens every time you run the dishwasher or shut off the outside hose bib that you filed under old house stuff? I'd like to know, because usually the story behind that sound is simpler than it sounds, and usually fixing it costs less than the long-term damage of not fixing it. Drop it in the comments, and let's figure it out.